This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, as we do, we kick this week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I enjoyed your video on the SIG 365 this weekend.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, what did you like about it?
Well, the fact that a firearm has to fit you. That may be a perfect gun for millions of other people, but not for Bill Frady. What I took away is, hey, you know this idea of a tap rack where you have to be able to strike the bottom of the firearm? It disappears into your hand. Somebody, and you tend to go the other way, this gun was designed with a very short grip, and you said, you know, I like my grips a little longer. I'll take a short barrel. Doesn't fit you and the way you like a gun to feel in your hand.
Right.
Yeah.
The little gun, it has sort of a niche application. I could see where that would be. I hear a lot of people use these as like ankle guns.
Okay.
I ran a variety of range ammo through it, not a whole bunch because I don't have a whole bunch to waste on it.
Right.
It had no hiccups whatsoever. I know that it had some issues early on. As far as a little hideout gun with capacity, because it does have one 12-round magazine, three 10-rounders, despite the fact me saying it had three 10-rounders in the video, that's respectable, too. But, you know, you go to classes, I go to classes. The thing about that little gun is that if something does go wrong with that, in my hands at the very least, and I mean, you can tell this is the number one selling gun out there because I'm getting stuff like, well, if you knew how to do the tap rack the right way, you might be able to do it with that little, you know, I'm like, hey, I got taught by Jaeger. Who taught you?
There you go.
So, it comes down to, there is no one size fits all.
There really isn't. On the other hand, I saw I'm looking for a small gun for students, and I was thinking, I've got the Ruger Mark IIs, you know, that's fine, except that's fairly large, and I was looking at getting the Glock 44, or the Taurus has a 22, and just for students to learn, here, if other things don't work, how does this feel in your hands? Has to fit.
Yeah.
Today, I'd like to jump into self-defense gun stories first and last, and we'll cut back on politics a little bit, thinking that Dan has got plenty to cover. But
well, Dan's not going to be here tonight. If you need to cover politics, he's had to sit for tomorrow night.
Well, okay, we'll do some in the middle.
Okay,
can we jump up? This one was in Albuquerque, and I thought it was interesting.
Please.
This is out of self-defense gun stories. I reviewed it with a friend of ours, Tony Simon, a firearms instructor out of New Jersey. This happens just after dark. You have your family with you. You stop, and it says you went to the walk-up ATM. By the way, it doesn't say whether you made a deposit, and that's why you needed to go to the walk-up, or it was just a withdrawal. But in any case, you're leaving, walking back to your family in the car, and the stranger runs up to you. The stranger has a machete in his hands, and he tells you to give him your cash. He waves the knife at you, and you back up. Fortunately, you have your New Mexico concealed carry permit. You're armed. Your attacker comes closer again, and you have enough room to draw your gun. You shoot your attacker one time in the chest. Now your attacker turns away. He runs back to his car. You retreat to your car as well. Your wife had been watching. She saw the attack. She heard the shot. She's already calling 911. You stay at the scene. You give a report to the police. The police find your attacker. His car is a short distance away. The attacker's dead. The police call the bank to get their security camera video. Strangely enough, the police easily identified your attacker. He had several prior convictions for both burglary and drug possession. You're not charged with a crime. And I think part of this is you didn't just shoot the mayor's son who'd been a choir boy his entire life and was running up to you asking if you wanted to make a donation. You defended yourself from a guy who had a criminal history and brought a gun that could incapacitate you with one cut. Our good guy tried to back out of the situation. There was an immediate call to the police. Now, we can argue, is a dark parking lot the place you want to sit with your family, given that you were just attacked? Criminals often run in packs. Was the getaway driver nearby? Was the getaway driver armed? All these unknowns. But here you are, scared to death. You have to put a bullet in someone to save your own life, and the blade moves away from you, and our defender didn't even fire a second shot. That's professional reticence. I hope I do as well. Many of us were taught to fire several times and then reevaluate. It's hard to say the guy used too much force when many of us would have kept shooting until the knife dropped. What do you think, Bill?
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to that. I mean, if he shot one time and the guy withdrew, good.
Right.
But, I mean, do we know what kind of feedback he had to make him, or did he just fire one time and then he sort of locked up on that, or do we know why he only fired one time?
No, the story doesn't tell us, which proves that most journalists are not self-defense instructors.
No. No, they're not.
Now, here's what Tony and I talked about. This has got it. The guy did a fantastic job, had tremendous presence of mind. And you almost go, do you put the gun away quickly? You know, you want to scan the area. On the other hand, your level of adrenaline is building by the second. Literally, this event probably took fast before you were in an adrenaline rush. And if you wait 30 seconds, your hands are going to be shaking and so numb, it's probably hard to put your firearm away.
Yeah. Time is not I think the longer somebody has to, unless, you know, like if it was you and I, right, we have this checklist in our head that we're going to go down. We're going to be scanning. We're going to be looking around. We're going to be trying to see if there's anybody else. We're going to have this checklist. I think with somebody that hasn't gone to a class and done that more than once or twice or 20 times, if they don't have that checklist in their head, then the longer they're out there at arm's length, right, run out, I think they begin to waver or, you know, they're going to get the shakes or something. So time's not on somebody's side when that happens.
I want to come back because there are a few more points that I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. But, I mean, how is Tony?
Tony is great. Given his work environment, he's around a lot of people with COVID. He has to wear PPE. And so far, he's staying healthy. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. You can find Rob. You can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it goes from there to ClashDaily.com, then Amoland.com, Daily Surge. It's way out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, as we do, writer, podcaster, teacher.
Bill, I'd like...
Yes, sir.
I'd like to take a few more bites at that self-defense situation, because I'm thinking about so many of the new gun owners that we have in this country. Of course, they're caring for exactly this sort of situation. Wow, I want to protect my family. Where, you know, ATMs and convenience stores are the watering holes for predators. We're at greater risk, particularly at night, although no time is safe. And you've had to present your gun, and you're trying to get away from a guy with a contact weapon, a knife, a club, maybe a large man or several of them with their fists. You want to create distance. Have you ever held your gun in two hands and backed up? I mean, are you pointing it at his head? Because now you can't see his hands. Are you pointing it at the sky? We're doing the Charlie Angels pose. So there, we've learned a lot of ways that work. We've been holding guns in our hands for about 400 years. And you don't want to imitate what you see in the movies. You're trying to back up. You're probably going to the side. You don't want to trip over the car. And you have your family behind you. It's not like you can run away and hide behind your car. Although part of the, if there were another car there, you'd like to get this crazy guy on the other side of the car from you. And that's true whether you have your firearm out or not. But when do gun owners get to ask those questions and think about that? And the lady who goes, I'm going to purse carry. Can you find your gun as you're backing away? Or do you end up holding the purse right there, which is an enticement for the attacker to close with you and grab the purse?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. So it's not that it's complicated, but there are questions we want to ask. We've found things that work better and worse in different situations. Here's one we're all going to stumble on. My wife, the victim's wife made the call. I hope she went to the concealed carry class. She knows what to say to the police, because, oh God, my husband just shot someone is probably not the way you want to start.
No.
that
is not the way. That's not the way to crank that conversation up.
Well, it will get them there in a hurry. So there are two basic columns in that phone call. The person who makes the call is typically called the victim. My husband was just attacked by a man with a knife. He had to use his firearm. Please, I need EMTs and the police. Come quickly. There we go. Give your location.
Right.
By the way, in that conversation, even before you can get that out, 911 dispatch, what's the location of your emergency? Because they, in some sense, don't care whether it's fire, EMTs, the boogeyman. They want to know where they have to send people so that if you can no longer respond, somebody's going to come to that address. They can get help on the way.
Right.
Yeah. So, wow, take a class. They'll talk about all of that. On the other hand, there may be things that are particular. And I want to, if I can, I'd like to jump into the next one as well, Bill.
We got 3 minutes, three and a half
three minutes.
Go. Yeah.
Okay. You're working behind the counter at a cell phone store in Akron, Ohio. It's after dark. Weather changes. Cell phones get a lot of wear and tear, particularly when they get wet. Customer walks in. It's after dark. Turns out he's the only guy there. Excuse me, sir. How can I help you? Get out of my way, says the customer, and a gun comes out of his pocket. You stand up and back away from the register. You're headed toward the rear employee area, and the guy turns, the attacker turns to go to the cash drawer. Awesome. You run out of the storefront into the back room. The robber clears this out. So far, it's a robbery. See you later. The video will take care of it all. No. The thief then tries to go to the safe, and he can't get it open, starts calling for you. Yikes. Well, now the story takes on a very different turn because you're armed. The story doesn't say the news article didn't give us these facts. Wasn't a self-defense instructor that wrote it. Were you on body and you decided to disengage, or was this a firearm that was kept in the back room? But in any case, you're now armed. Your attacker turns toward you a second time. Now you shoot him. Now he falls. You're able to leave the store. That's when you have the safety. You've escaped the store. The robber didn't follow you. In fact, we'll find out in a minute what happens. You call the police. The police come there and you say, I was attacked. The man had a gun. He's in there. And guess what? You don't have to go back in there. Now it's the police and their problem to go in, find the attacker, disarm him. Does he need aid? Is he safe? They're probably going to handcuff him. Now they're going to say, oh, is this guy going to survive? Is he still alive? Yes, he's alive. Yes, he needs aid. EMTs here. Put some pressure here. That's their issue to solve. And again, you running outside the store with a gun in your hand can generate phone calls about you being a crazy, agitated man running in public with a gun in your hand. So if you did keep a firearm in the back room, what are you going to do with it? Now that you've used it, now you're running in public. That's why a holster is really so, so useful.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're just, I think the thing to tell a new gun owner when they're starting to carry a gun is that you have to consider the devil's advocate side of things and start considering all the shortcomings that whatever you're doing is going to bring into play.
We can make us almost anything that we choose to do. We can find situations where it works sometimes and where it doesn't.
There you go. We're headed into the next break. You can find podcasts from Mr. Morissette. Of course, he's part of the Polite Society podcast, and he does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first United States COVID-19 vaccinations outside of clinical trials began, kicking off the most urgent mass immunization campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. A woman named Sandra, who's a critical care nurse in New York, received the vaccine.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
A bipartisan group of senators is taking a second crack at its coronavirus aid relief plan by splitting the $908 billion proposal into two bills. The first bill containing aid for local and state governments and liability protection, and the second bill dealing with $748 billion for small businesses, unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. USA Radio News. The Border Patrol is seeing a surge of children being abandoned along the border. Commissioner Mark Morgan says it's heartbreaking.
In one case, there was a six-year-old and a four-year-old brother and sister that were just left in the peninsula in the middle of the river, hoping the CBP would discover them.
Morgan believes cartels are telling their parents to send kids because they will be allowed to reunite with them under a Joe Biden administration.
Human smugglers are fueling perceptions that our borders will once again be wide open, and that will be reinstating the loopholes that have been closed.
President Trump isn't thrilled with the plan by the Cleveland Indians to undergo a name change, the president calling it a product of cancel culture. His reaction after it was reported that the club will make the announcement as early as this week. The decision to change the name comes after years of protests from some fans and some Native American groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
I'm going to go to my happy place.
Okay.
We have so much government malfeasance that periodically we have to celebrate when a bureaucrat gets it right. They were sued into compliance after Philadelphia said, oh, you know, this COVID thing. And I know we required you to go get a firearms permit before you carry in public. But, you know, like we have to touch you to take fingerprints. Oh, that's just too personal. We can't do that from 6 feet away. So no gun rights for you. And then they were sued. And then the judge decided, you know, that's. No, you guys get to solve this. Find someone on your staff who's had COVID. I don't care how you gown them, but start processing these permits again or else. Now, what I wonder is what the real or else was. But now Philadelphia is again issuing concealed carry permits. Thank you. And thank you to Gun Owners of America for bringing the lawsuit. They don't bring as many lawsuits as the other organizations, They brought this one. It was successful. They deserve a victory lap. I wish the judge had concluded his remarks this way. You have 30 days to process this paperwork. If you find yourselves unable to do so, then that becomes an automatic approval. Because the alternative is, well, we're trying, we just can't get there. I wish that were theoretical. In Illinois right now, we saw a huge surge of people who wanted to legally own and carry a firearm. Even to buy ammunition, if you're going to shoot your buddy's gun, you need a firearms owner's ID card in Illinois. The number of applicants went up 136%, so more than doubled. And 2020 is not over yet. And the wait is now running 120 days. That's 10 months. I hope that they find a judge who has the common sense that this judge had who looked at the Philadelphia case. But that's asking me to put my faith in judges. That is a hard sell.
4 months. 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Yes, you're right.
That's still a long time.
By law, it has to be 30 days.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
They get to break the law, but...
I just had to send my renewal in for my concealed carry permit. I'm about
me
4
too.
Months. Yeah, I'm about 3.5 months out, so...
Yeah, that now, see, I was dodging hurricanes. I waited too late, and then when I didn't hear back from the state police, I started calling my representatives just to find out what delays I should expect.
Right.
We do have some outstanding issues. The U.S. Supreme Court was asked to look at cases where, in one case, a guy had two DUIs over a decade ago. No, because on the second one, you could have been imprisoned for more than a year. He wasn't. But because that's within the possible sentencing guidelines, that pushes it to a felony, and therefore you've lost your right to keep and bear arms for life. In another case, a woman said got fouled up with the IRS. It was over a certain monetary amount. That becomes a felony. Decades later, she's asking to have her rights restored. The local court said no, the appellate court said no, and now she's appealing it to the U.S. Supreme Court to say, that's not what the Supreme Court said in earlier decisions. It said this is a fundamental human right, not some fringe right, and for a nonviolent felony decades ago, I mean, we didn't tell her she can no longer speak in public. So, yeah. Unfortunately, we have the court we have, not the court we want. And I don't trust our courts at all these days, at any level. They can only, in a particular case of the U.S. Supreme Court, they can only take about 1 out of 1,000 cases that are appealed to them. So although this is a tragic case, and I think it's a great case, we might win it for our side, the probability that any particular court, any particular case will make it to the Supreme Court is small.
I'm not a big see, the problem with the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court gets a bunch of bad legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become the du jour thing that just happens. Bad legislation just happens. How often do they smack one down? I mean, how rare has that become? I mean, it's become, you know, bad legislation has become the precedent. And everybody wants the Supreme Court, while on the one hand you got the people saying they shouldn't legislate from the bench, but then when they do legislate something bad, they expect them to reverse legislate from the bench.
Right.
And I think it's a very slippery slope to get out there and look at 9 people, you know, look at what just happened with this whole election thing. Looking at nine people, and they're subject to pressures and everything else as anybody out there. I think that's exactly what happened with the election thing is they got pressured. I think they got warned about we're going to pack the court. So does that mean they can be intimidated into, you know, compliance with whoever put that legislation out there?
They make public protestations that say, I can't be intimidated, but if you look at how they vote, I would say they can.
Oh, yeah.
Sure looks like it works.
Yep, it does indeed. But anyway.
Another example, and you brought up the election, therefore I'll go ahead and cover this. The Department of Homeland Security issued a public statement saying that there had been a widespread breach of their servers. It had happened on other government agency servers as well. I wonder if this, you know, was this a foreign intelligence gambit? Was this actually a threat to the federal government saying, is this blackmail of the federal government by another means? I'm not sure. I don't know what that news means other than, A, it's hard to keep computer systems secure. I worked in a firm where most of the countries on Earth tried to hack their servers every day. They were very good at keeping people out. Sometimes it was a pain in the rear to get in when they wanted me to, but it can be done. Evidently, even the Department of Homeland Security isn't very good at it. Well, remember, these are the guys who said, if you have a problem, call us. We'll take care of it.
Yes. We're the government. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
hang on for me if you would. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse.
Yeah, Bill, I noticed that Joe Biden posted a plan on his website, joebiden.com, under the heading Gun Safety to, quote, end gun violence. That was months ago. But recently, a number of staff has said, yeah, you know, once he's in the office, he can act by executive decree. And a lot of people are saying, look, I know we've had trouble with the Constitution lately, but no, you can't. What was interesting is that a number of his so-called supporters, particularly in East Coast papers, are saying, you know, major media papers saying, what do you mean? Yes, you have to. You have to just outlaw these guns, take them all away. Confiscation is against the law. And if you wanted to start a civil war, that would be a pretty good way to do it. What I find equally troubling is that if we look at those deep blue cities, and in this case, I'm looking at both Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, the mayor's been pushing for more gun control. And then a city councilman had found out that some guns that were, let's just say, checked out to law enforcement officers were turning up at local gun shops. And, you know, the officers, well, I thought it was mine and I could swap it for something else I wanted. No, it's the department's. You can't buy and sell government property. There are laws about that. Makes you a criminal. You remember what criminals are. And in fact, when they went and looked at it, they lost about 16 firearms that are checked out by the department. Now, that's to their credit. Let's give some perspective. That's not all this year. That's over several years. But on top of that, when they added up, there were about 200 firearms they couldn't find, and they call those PFA weapons, personal protection from abuse. We call them red flag orders. So when the police say they came and took Grandpa's guns because he was on cancer meds and Grandma was worried, there are 200 of those weapons that now the police can't find.
Yep.
I don't think those went. Yeah, I have a pretty good idea that they're in a personal collection somewhere.
Well, I mean, the other day, the Ninth Circuit ruled that some guy had his gun collection confiscated. He used to be a cop.
Right.
And a LAPD, I believe it was LAPD, it was a Glendale officer, but it was an LAPD officer that he got an order to destroy like 200 or 300 guns, even though they were getting, they were working with the city to try to get the gun. The guy was, they gave some of his guns back and kept the rest of them and all this other stuff. And, you know, that's sort of outlaw there. That's sort of a messed up process they got going on there.
I think the word we're looking for is criminal.
Yeah.
Now, it was downplayed to only be a civil fine, meaning money can fix this. You owe this guy for those hundreds of guns you melted down and destroyed. But it's a criminal act. And we forget that firearms are a virtue. Millions of times a year, people defend themselves with a gun. If you disarm them, then that firearm isn't there when they need it. Put it in perspective. We're talking about dozens of sexual assaults that didn't become sexual battery every day, because the intended victim had a firearm in her hand. And the assailant went, oops, this is not quite what I have in mind. I went and looked at the FBI data. It is so skinny they don't even collect statistics on it from year to year. There is no data accumulated in a year of guys who tried to rape someone who had a gun in their hand and were successful. It just, we don't see it.
I would imagine that's a very low number anyway.
Yeah, they run. Of all the possible crimes, those are the ones that run first, right?
Right.
Makes perfect sense. There was one other thing I wanted to try. Oh, this is just too sweet to miss. Yeah, we've got time. The McCloskeys in St. Louis were a couple who had a riot brought to their neighborhood because in their gated community in cul-de-sac, the mayor lived there before he moved. And BLM decided to knock down the gates, walk into private property, threaten everybody, and the McCloskeys stood in front of their home with firearms in their hands, one of which was inoperable. Well, the circuit attorney named Kimberly Gardner, bought and paid for, a George Soros employee almost, had both before the election and then after used the McCloskeys by name in campaign fundraising emails and flyers to say, you know, I'm going to stop these gun owners from having their rights to defend themselves. Well, a judge said, you know, you should know better. A lawyer can't name the individuals in an ongoing case, certainly can't use that in a political mailer because it destroys even the appearance of the defendant's right to a fair trial. Kimberly Gardner, you are off the case. Now, what I wonder is, would she then be brought up for professional misconduct in Missouri? Any other lawyer would. The case then gets sent to a special prosecutor. Turns out, the presiding judge in that district becomes the special prosecutor. So I think who it would be has already been determined. There's some politics involved, and I suspect that one of Gardner's understudies will say, oh, no, no, that was a mere technicality. Let me prosecute the case while this lawyer who has ethics violations remains my boss. I would think that the defense would have grounds for appeal immediately.
Yeah, I would too. And I've looked at that. I talked about that a little bit last week. It's these leftists, they're getting out there. They want to make the courts, they'll go along with what the court says as long as it says what they want them to say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty much like what we've seen in the election.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll follow election laws as long as they do what we want, in which case, get out of the way, I've got these box of ballots I need to count two or three times. And that we see that in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin. Wow. It's embarrassing, and I have a heartache for my country.
Yeah. Well, before we run out of time, let's tell everybody how they find you and what you do.
Once a week, if I've been good, I get to come on with Bill and the Ninjas. Most of the time, I'm writing at Self Defense Gun Stories. That's a podcast I do. I try and keep it short, under 20 minutes. I'm a co-host at the Polite Society podcast. That runs long, an hour and a half. It used to be called Politics and Guns, and we try and cover it all. We try and cram Bill's week-long show into an hour and a half. We can't do it. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up and carried at Clash Daily, at the Daily Surge. And thank you, Bill, for mentioning it earlier. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Take care.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.